This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line. This morning, we're going to be talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Fall is in the air. 49 degrees on the Murfreesboro Square. Boy, it feels great out there. And we have a whole room of folks from the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Nate Williams has a big smile on his face. And you must be enjoying yourself.
Always. I love this time of year, Bart.
It's great.
It's crazy at work. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We're really excited about it. But it's just a great time to be outside, be in the parks, and just kind of see what we have going on.
And tell us some of the things that are happening at the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department.
Well, we've been joking around about October. I don't think anybody's really getting a day off from any time of relaxing. But it's just so fun what we got going on. I know specifically, what I've been real busy with here is working on bicentennial events. You know, the bicentennial's coming up, and the mayor put together a steering committee to establish kind of what we were going to do to celebrate our bicentennial. And what was decided is that this city is too awesome, too important to spend a day or even a week or even a month, you know, celebrating the bicentennial. So we decided to put together kind of a whole year of celebration. And we kick it off with the first month, October, and the theme of that month is our heritage. So Parks and Rec and Lanny Goodwin was really directed and kind of helped us figure out what we're doing. And we've got a few events that we're doing real excited about. First thing we're going to do, though, is the kickoff celebration for the whole year, and I'm sure you've heard of it. But on October 17th, we're going to have the kickoff celebration for the bicentennial at the Civic Plaza right next to City Hall. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be 11:30 to 1. And we're really excited about it. It's going to be a good time. We've got a big cake. It's a free event for people to come out. Jake Walls, who was recently on a popular reality TV show about cakes, the next great baker, I think, is doing our cake for that event.
Ah.
And it's going to be neat. I met with him last week, and that's going to be a spectacle in and of itself to see.
So he's creating something that actually is a replica of something? The cake is going to look like something?
What this cake does, it's going to be about 6.5 feet tall.
That's big.
It's huge. It's going to have some moving parts.
Moving parts.
And I was kind of amazed. I was sitting in awe listening to everything we're doing. But the goal of the cake is to kind of tie in all of the themes for the bicentennial celebration that we have. And it's going to do a great job at that. And well, I'm excited about that. But at that event, we're going to do a couple things. We're going to unveil the cake that we're going to have throughout the year that we can display, and then we're also going to unveil a city flag, a bicentennial flag that's going to fly over City Hall for the next year. That's going to be a neat thing, a nice ceremony that's going to be kind of a joint effort from the police department and the fire department to display that properly. And we've got a few guest speakers. Of course, Mayor Bragg's going to be speaking, and the former mayor, Richard Reeves, will be there, and Bart Gordon's flying in. He's going to be speaking at that event, too.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're excited.
October 17th, so circle that on your calendar, and that's on the Civic Plaza, 11:30 to 1, on October the 17th, kickoff to the bicentennial. Do people get to eat the cake, or are we just going to look at it?
We will have cake to eat. We'll have some refreshments. And it's awesome. It's going to be a good time. Just people can come and kind of mingle a little bit and just kind of talk about Murfreesboro. And it's open to everybody. No invite is required. But we want people to come out and just enjoy kind of a time of celebration for people who, you know, live here, work here, play here, whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
Murfreesboro holds a special place in a lot of people's hearts, and we just want to show that and really get this year of celebration kicked off right.
And the baker again, what was that person's name?
His name's Jay Qualls.
Jay Qualls.
Yeah,
okay.
And he is so excited about doing this cake for us. He recently did the MTSU, the Centennial Cake.
That
yeah.
giant cake that they rolled out on the
field. The giant cake, yeah.
And did he also do the one that was at the Blue Raider dance with the, I guess it was the old center, the old center there?
You know, I'm not sure about that one.
Which was awesome.
Was it? Yeah, I'm not sure specifically. I know we worked a lot with MTSU, though, to do some of their stuff.
Okay, so circle this date on your calendar. This is definitely a family day. October the 17th, the kickoff to the Murfreesboro Bicentennial. 11:30 until 1, and that's at the Civic Plaza. October 17th, we'll be telling you more about that. It's worth coming to see this cake, it sounds like.
It's going to be worth it, yeah. And I'm real excited about, you know, the flag that's going to fly. It's going to be a special thing. And everybody always asks us when we talk about Bicentennial in the year, they say, well, is there going to be a time capsule? And we're trying to work on that, but we know that definitely the flag that flies over City Hall will be a part of that time capsule once we get mm-hmm. stuff together. So, and it's going to be neat. It's always great to hear Mayor Bragg speak, and former Mayor Richard Reeves is going to have a unique perspective kind of on where we are, years after he was the mayor. And then, of course, Bart Gordon, maybe unlike anybody else, will have such perspective and kind of just historically and nationally, and we're excited to hear them speak.
Very definitely. October the 17th, and a few days after that, October the 22nd, will be the Harvest Days and Bicentennial Celebration at Canonsburg. Sheila Hodges is with us today. And Sheila, tell us about what's going to make this one a special Harvest Days.
Well, Bart, we got a lot of surprises this year at Harvest Days. I'm not going to reveal it just yet, but if you know anything about Canonsburg, you can come on out and see the revealing that day. We got a lot of stuff going on. We've got two stages set up this year. We've got a front porch stage, which we have the Antique Car Show, which is housed there at Canonsburg. Last year they had a huge turnout, and they are inviting everyone to come out and bring your antique car and register that day, show your car off. And Stephanie Hargrove, which is a country singer, will be on the front porch. The main stage area is in the gazebo, and it's from 10 to 5, and we have a lot of activities going on with cloggers scheduled all the way up to 1 o'clock. And then at 2 o'clock, we have the Hands of Time Band with the Cripple Creek Cloggers. And then from 4 to 5, we have the Full Steam Ahead Band. Also there, we'll have crafters that day. I think we have about 40 crafters that are scheduled to be there. We have demonstrators, pottery making, open fire cooking, broom making, soap making, basket making. So there's something going all day for the whole family. There'll be pony rides there, storytelling. We have a Civil War exhibit that's coming that was there during Uncle Dave Macon Days. We're having that back. Denise Carlton has set that up, and she's really good to work with about bringing that over. But we've got a lot of stuff going on all day.
And this, of course, is at Harvest Days at Canonsburg. And, you know, I would imagine, Sheila, there may be some new people to town who don't know what Canonsburg is. If you walk into Canonsburg on Front Street, what are you going to be seeing?
Well, it's an 1800s village that was actually a bicentennial project in 1976. As you go into the
bicentennial
village.
Bicentennial for the state.
That's right, bicentennial
okay.
for Want the state.
Want to be sure everybody, because we're this
that's
is a
right.
different bicentennial now.
Well, talking. That's one of the few bicentennial projects still standing is Canonsburg Village.
Wow.
I think there's two in the state actually still standing, and we're one of those I had heard. But when you go into the village, you see a grist mill that actually we can make meal there still, a telephone building, schoolhouse, the Lehman House is there. We have the museum. The church, which we're really known for weddings in town. There's a general store there, the Westbrook's General Store. Just a lot of old buildings that have been brought in, put back together. You have weddings there, family reunions there, just a lot of events. Uncle Dave Macon Days is there. So we're open 9 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday and 1 to 4 on Sunday. So it doesn't cost anything to go in. It's free. If you do a school group, it's $2.50 a kid, but everything's free. Harvest Days is free, unless you want to buy food or something like that. But the entertainment and everything's free.
You know, Bart, Sheila's got that place looking good, and Canonsburg's a great place just to go and have a picnic and just kind of spend time together. It's mm-hmm. got good green space to play, and we see a lot of people doing a variety of things out there, and I know my my family will go out there and have a lunch every now and then. It's just got a lot of shady places. It's fun to go.
Sort of like stepping back in time. I mean, you have a real general store. All of those buildings are real, and they were brought in from some other location here in Rutherford County.
Right. All of them brought in somewhere from Rutherford County except the museum. My understanding is that's the only building that was there. It used to be a cotton gin. Mm-hmm. Now, that's just the stories I've been told
since I've been
at Canonsburg. That's the only original store they building there is the museum. But, it's truly great. Thomas and I were talking. We have these brisk mornings. We'd love to get out there, and it's just wonderful with the wildlife and people walking, and it's a great place to be. Just come out and just walk and enjoy the scenery.
And, of course, the general store is called Westbrook's General Store because it's named after our former mayor, Mayor Westbrooks, and he was the one who had the idea of creating Canonsburg.
That's correct. That's my understanding is. And his family comes by quite often and checks on us and makes sure we don't need anything, and just a really good family. And I would like to have got to talk to him, but unfortunately I did not. But
you need to check out Canonsburg. That's one of the treasures in our community. And as we talk about these things, and I want to stress this because a lot of newcomers in town don't realize this, our Parks and Recreation Department gets all sorts of awards, recognition, statewide and nationally, and all of these places we're talking about are a part of the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. This entire village, I mean, we're not talking about a little village that you look at on a table. This is a real village that you walk in. I mean, it has a full-size church that people are getting married in. It has a general store that you can walk through, has an old-fashioned telephone operator. Like, it's the one where in Rockvale, is that where this came
correct.
From?
You know, it's neat to see everybody who frequents Canonsburg, they have their favorite building that they see. And you hear that a lot. People have been multiple times. I love that specific spot. And it's neat to hear, you know, what people enjoy, because it's really diverse in what people, the different things that they like about each building.
We have the blacksmiths that are there.
They
give classes
that.
Two or three nights a week. They're wonderful. The antique auto show are there. The art league's there. House at Canonsburg. The Lions Club's there, and the JCs are there on site. But just some wonderful folks to work with, and I'm very fortunate to be at Canonsburg. And like I said, it's great.
And, of course, the world's largest cedar bucket's there.
The world's largest cedar bucket is there. Yes. What's left of it?
But they're going to build a new one.
It's in the works. It's coming soon. That's why I said we may have a big surprise on Harvest Days.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. So
that's
just a hint. But everybody come out and see.
That's a secret, though, just between you and I, boy.
Okay. Well, let's don't
tell everybody. So everybody come out October 22nd around noon.
Okay.
We're hoping.
I'm excited.
You'll be there, right?
I'll be there. I was going to be there anyway, but now I'll really be there. But I'm just there because I'm thinking that something special might happen.
I promise we'll have something special.
Okay. That's pretty. Now, for people, and a lot of people have missed out on these things because they forgot to move to Murfreesboro earlier.
Right.
This world's largest cedar bucket goes back to the World's Fair in Chicago, is that right?
Yeah.
Chicago in 1893. It was actually displayed there. And I want to say, Nate, did we hear the story last week that they served beer out of the...
Yeah, filled it up with
beer.
And
we would like to do that, but we cannot. But maybe apple cider.
Maybe, only because you don't have that much beer.
That's probably. Right.
How much will that hold?
Let's see. It's 800 pounds. It holds 1,556 gallons.
Wow. That is huge. And for people who are trying to figure out why would the world's largest cedar bucket come from Murfreesboro...
Well, it came back to Murfreesboro because it was originally built here in Murfreesboro.
But why was it built here?
Well,
we had a cedar bucket factory, didn't we?
That's right. This was the cedar bucket capital, or the cedar capital
of the world.
Rutherford County in the area. And the Lane Cedar Chest Company was in Smyrna for a good while. Shelbyville made the pencils made out of cedar. But we had a good stock of cedar. And
still do.
Yeah. But I understand the cedars we had back then were monsters.
Much bigger.
So, and that's just part of why you need to check out Canonsburg and walk through our local history. And I know you'll enjoy it. Thomas Laird, that is the other voice you heard just a moment ago. And Thomas is getting ready for the Barfield Bash. And if you haven't been a part of that, you've missed something. What is the Barfield Bash?
Well, the Barfield Bash is our annual fall celebration or Halloween celebration, which includes a hayrides, carnival, music, food, just a lot of fun for everyone. It's really a wholesome family environment, but we do have a haunted hayride, the Old Scream Road, and then we do a not-so-haunted hayride for the little ones, and that's usually themed after a book. And most of the kids, through Read to Succeed, we've partnered with them, and they read that book the week of the Halloween Bash. So when the kids go to the not-so-haunted hayride, they're able to catch glimpses of scenes from the book, and hopefully that'll spark something that they heard earlier the week.
And these are not scary scenes.
Right, they're not scary. The not-so-haunted hayride is, like I said, based on a book, and it's non-scary. We try to run it throughout the daylight hours, and we do have lights in there so that because the lines do tend to get long sometimes. Mm-hmm. But then we do have a scary hayride, though.
Like, really scary.
Very, very scary. I don't recommend it for anybody under 15. But
Becky, have you been through the scary one?
Not by choice. I'm not a big fan of the scary, but my entire family did it last year. And
kicking and screaming.
My children had a hard time sleeping for a couple of weeks, and we thought, maybe not this year.
Yeah, we have nightmares at my house for about a week, 2 or 3 weeks after Halloween. But this actually, Bart, is the 10th anniversary of the Barfield Halloween Bash. And not only is there the haunted hayride and the not-so-haunted, we have a carnival that is similar to what you would find at the fair. There are actual carnival booths and games. And then at the carnival, that participants, they don't win prizes right there. They win ghost dollars that they can trade in for prizes of their choice. So you don't spend all day, all evening trying to get the kids from one booth to the next and keep up with all that stuff. You can let them play all evening, and then at the end of the night, you can cash in your prizes. The Murfreesboro Baseball Association provides concessions, and they have really, really good food, from funnel cakes to French fries and chicken strips to some of the best burgers you'll probably eat.
This is a whole family event here.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. And then down where you board the hayrides, of course, there's generally a line, which we've really worked hard at getting enough trailers and tractors so that you don't wait in line very long. But we have Tam Clark, who is our local DJ that that does a lot of our events, and he keeps the crowd entertained while we have cakewalks and trivia contests and just a variety of different things. And also something that's gotten really, really popular is the costume contest. I had a guy the other day tell me, said, I'm gonna win that costume. He's got a 10-year-old, and I'm going to win that costume contest. He's already working on his costume for his kid.
This was the parent?
Right, the parent for his kid.
I'm going to win it, my child. Yeah,
exactly, with my
but parental involvement there.
Exactly, but it is. It's a really good time. Now, the haunted hayride, we run that 4 nights. It'll start on Wednesday, October 26th. And run the 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th. And it starts at dark, and the cost is $5. So put that on your calendars the last weekend of the month for a scare. We're really the only attraction in town, I think, that offers some type of a haunted hayride or haunted house.
At a really affordable price, too. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of work goes into it, and it's just $5 to do the hayride. And it's definitely worth it for people who want a little bit of a Halloween thrill.
And I think people can have confidence that if the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department's involved in it, it's going to be top-notch.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. We've done, like I said, we've done this for 10 years, so we've gotten a few ideas on how to do it right.
You had experience before you were there.
Right.
Up on the square.
And then at Canonsburg.
And at the old Cox Gym.
Right.
I mean, I can go back with our kids going through it. And those were some fun days, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I would have loved to have been there for the haunted house in Cox Gym, because that was scary.
I remember going through that one, and I still remember it. It was a lasting impression. Before we get away from this particular topic, Becky Johnson has some information about a spooky splash. What is that?
The spooky splash is at Patterson Park Community Center. It's at the indoor pool. And basically they come and they swim, they have a craft, they have a pudding surprise, and that's all I know is it's a pudding surprise.
Pudding surprise.
And they're also, they do tie-dye, so they're going to tie-dye the night away. And
that sounds like some fun.
It's from 6 to 10 on Friday, October 21st for ages 7 to 13. It's $5 if you register ahead of time, $7 the day of. But it's great. I know she's changing up the activities, but I know one year they showed Jaws while the kids were swimming in the pool. So
now that'll create some memories.
That scared me, actually. I was a little bit terrified of that one.
She said she's changing it up a little bit this year, but it's a good Halloween-themed type activity, especially if parents want something to do with their tweenish age kids. Mm-hmm. And you know, they can drop them off there and go have a parent night without any children.
Spooky so, Splash.
Yep, and they can call Patterson Park at 893-7439 to pre-register.
And again, what date is for the Spooky Splash?
Friday, October 21st.
Okay, October the 21st. Circle that on your calendar. We're going to pause for just a moment, check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back and continue the conversation still to come. We're going to do some basketball sign-ups and who knows what else the conversation might bring in. We're focusing on the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, and this is the segment that we're about to enter where we open up the phone lines. You can call us at 893-1450. Maybe you have been on that haunted trail. 893-1450. Maybe you remember the Cox Gym and going through the, you know, the spooky places there. Perhaps one of the places up prior to that on the Murfreesboro Square. We'll take those calls, 893-1450.
With the therapy we're gonna try.
This is Dr. Pete, host of the Maximize Living Health radio show, where living healthy means living free. You can tune in and listen to me every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 here on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is Susan Woolsey, and I'm the Customer Relations Manager for Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been here 11 years.
Same employees, same great service.
Same folks on the service lane. We've got Albie Holt, who's been here, I think, 18 years now. Joe Ellis, who's been here 20 years. We've got salespeople who have been here for a long time. Most of the management's the same.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning, Rutherford County. As you make your way into work this morning, guys, be aware we are starting to get into the heart of our rush hour. No accidents have been reported, but things will start slowing down shortly after passing 840, and they're going to stay below 70 miles per hour all the way into the downtown area. 840 is looking pretty good at the moment, and Highway 70 through Laverne's not looking too bad, but we're also seeing a patch of slower traffic along I-24 before 840, right around Old Fort Parkway and Salem Pike. Learn to fly with the best. Nashville Flight Training will help make that dream a reality. Give them a call, 366-9192, or go online at NashvilleFlightTraining.com. With the WGNS traffic, I'm John Boyce.
Thank you, John. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
Across the forecast area today, we will see sunshine, a high temperature warming into the upper 70s, and a west-southwest wind between 10 and 15. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Fellhuber. Right now, 54.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is your Good Neighbor Network, WGNS Murfreesboro, WETVLP Murfreesboro, W263 AI Murfreesboro, and W270 AF Murfreesboro.
I have been waiting.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department this morning. And if you have some thoughts you'd like to share with us, maybe you've been to some of those earlier Halloween bashes sponsored by the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Was it really a spooky trail? 893-1450. I like to hear your memories. And especially some of you who have been through these events, like the ones when they were over at the old Cox Gym, or even before that, some of the buildings on the Murfreesboro Square were part of the Halloween bashes from the Parks and Recreation Department. Lots of memories for all of you, and love to hear from you. 893-1450. Maybe you have some favorite thoughts from Cannonsburg, too, or the fine folks over at Barfield Park. And Thomas, every time I think of Barfield Park, I think of you, although you're over at Seagull now.
Well, yeah. Actually, we're at McFadden. They've moved all the athletic offices and focusing athletics out of McFadden. So we have a role. All of our athletic staff is there, but we break up and go throughout the park system. So we're at Seagull, Barfield,
moving
all over.
Around.
So
moving target.
Right. We try to get out there. And right now we're focusing a lot of our attention over at McKnight Park because we have the adult softball going on and youth football is going on. Last night was Monday night football in the MFL.
And I tell you, people would not real if you don't go to some of these games, you don't realize how popular that is.
Right. It's very popular. This year we've got about 355 boys in football, and we've got 87 cheerleaders this year, so our numbers are picking back up. And I think folks here in town are they're tired of traveling, and they like it, the fact that we play right here in Murfreesboro. So that's a big plus for our league, that they don't have to go to other cities to play football.
And the kids learn so much. I mean,
they
learn
do.
Team sports, working you know, together.
Right. It's amazing that as kids progress through our program, the abilities that they acquire and how much better the level of play gets from every participant, not just your superstars, but from every participant. For example, our basketball program, which is about to start up, we're doing registration next month. But this year is the first year that the ones that started as 5- and 6-year-olds in the co-ed league are getting up to the 11- and 12-year-old division. And we really anticipate the 11- and 12 division being very competitive. Not so much that we have the teams, but because all of the players have progressed together, you know, and we really focus on coaches teaching basic foundations of the game and fundamentals, and I think that's been part of the success of our program. Last year we had 102 teams in our basketball program playing at 9 different locations. That's one of the largest youth leagues in town. The only other one that maybe would be bigger than that would be the soccer club. And so we've been very proud to bring our basketball program up to that. And
now, you said basketball signups are next month.
In October. The entire month of October will be basketball signups. And folks wishing to play, it's for ages 5 to 15. And they'll be able to sign up at SportsCom, Patterson Park, McFadden Community Center, or Barfield Crescent Park. And registration is while any of those facilities are open. Usually SportsCom is open from 6 a.m. in the morning during the week till 9 p.m. at night, and then open from 1 to 5 on Sundays. So you can sign up throughout at SportsCom anytime. That's for those parents that have a hard time getting there on the weekends or getting there. And then Patterson Park's open the same hours.
So you can go basically on your schedule as long as that facility is open.
Right, as long as the facility is open throughout the month of October. And then if you'd rather talk with someone and be in person, we offer in-person sign-ups there at SportsCom every Saturday from 10 to 1. And so if you like feel much more comfortable talking with athletic staff and finding out more about the program. But this program has been around for a very long time, and we've seen a regrowth in it, and particularly youth athletics here in town.
So that starts October, and that's just around the corner. Today is, what, the 27th of September?
Yes, sir. Saturday. Come out Saturday, and get in early. I do want to remind parents, oftentimes we get them that come in and they sign up the first day of registration. We usually have to run registration about 6 weeks to get everyone in. And then so we have our coaches meeting is not until December the 8th because we have an evaluation where we try to get parity throughout the teams by evaluating each of the players. So don't expect to hear from your coach until the first, you know, after December 8th when the coaches meeting is, because we won't even give the coaches the names until then. It takes about 2 months for us to get everybody in that's going to play, and then also get them evaluated and then form the team so that we get good parity, so that they're, that, you know, all, the whole league is even, and there's equality throughout the league.
So now the signups are the month of October, and when is the first game?
The first game will not start until January 13th or 14th. We play on Friday nights or Saturdays. So
Christmas and all that's going to get behind you.
Right. We're going to get behind that. We'll start practicing that first week or that third week of December, and we should practice, should get 2 to 3 practices in before the holidays and get 3 practices in after the holidays, and then we'll start playing games. Once we start playing games, we play through January, February, and our tournament is that first week of March. So everybody's ready, free to go and done with basketball and ready to go play baseball, softball, soccer, whatever they may be playing in the spring.
And we'll have cabin fever by then.
Exactly, right. Everybody will be ready to be out and get out outside. So we designed our schedule so that it, you know, accommodates other people's schedules and that those kids can go do whatever it is that they do in the spring.
Mm-hmm. And just always something happening with the Murfreesboro Parks
always.
And Recreation Department. Family oriented. Now, Becky, let's look at some more things, because you had a whole stack of things that you wanted to share with us this morning.
Yes, we joke in Parks Rec. I know Nate had said this earlier. October just seems to be special event month.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We just have things going on the entire month of October. And I'm just going to go run down the list of everything. So if you're sitting at home with your calendar, have a pencil out, you might want to start marking things down, because you'll have plenty to choose from. But we have that bicentennial celebration where we celebrate the city's 200th birthday. The kickoff is Monday, October 17th at the Civic Plaza from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m.
The giant cake.
Yes, with the giant cake and the speakers and banners and flags. It'll be a great kickoff to the bicentennial celebration. Then on Friday, October 21st, I had mentioned the Spooky Splash earlier, but we also have our Fall Harvest Hayride. Nothing like giving you too many things to choose from.
Now, where will that be?
That is at General Bragg Trailhead, okay. And that is for all ages, so the entire family can come out. We'll have hay rides, live music, campfire, children's activities, hot dogs, marshmallows. There is a fee. It's $2 per person, which includes the hayride and the marshmallows. Hot dogs and whatnot will be sold separately from a vendor, but for $2, a hayride and a marshmallow, you
That's
can't
right.
beat it.
And you're cooking those over a fire, is that right? The marshmallow, the s'mores? Right.
Yes. Yep. We'll have campfires where they can roast their marshmallows, or if they're anything like my children, they just eat them right out of the bag and stand by the campfire. So that's just going to be a whole lot of fun for the whole family. I'll be out there that evening. But if anybody wants more information, Melinda Tate is over that, and her number is 893-2141. We have the Harvest Days and Bicentennial Celebration the next day. You can just keep going the whole weekend from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Cannonsburg. And, of course, there's going to be the big surprise that day besides
right.
all the Harvest Day activities and Bicentennial.
Although there have been some pretty good hints.
Yes, so you don't want to miss Harvest Days this year. And if you've never been to it before, you really have to come out. It's great. My children help participate. They get in, dress up and help with the some of the demonstrations and activities, and they look forward to that as well.
And, you know, the storytelling, too. This area is known for storytelling. All of Tennessee, the whole Appalachian area, mm-hmm. is known for storytelling. That's the way history was shared in the past. And these stories are really fun to listen to, no matter what your age is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I stayed in a lot of trouble when I was a kid for storytelling, Bart.
Thomas, that's a different kind of story.
We do the different sort. You know, we're excited. One of the things we're doing as part of the bicentennial is that for the storytelling that we usually do in the schoolhouse, we're going to add kind of a bicentennial feel and kind of a historical message about Murfreesboro and its 200th birthday to that storytelling. So that's what we're, you know, stuff like that we're incorporating and looking forward to it.
And so that's all really tied into the history then. So
yes,
this is historical
Yeah, we're looking at, you know, just in Parks and Rec, we're trying to tie in the bicentennial celebration with pretty much everything we're doing. I know, looking forward to next year, we're doing a lot of things specific and tying in that are going to be neat to come, yeah.
So you can really, for those of you who did not grow up in Murfreesboro and missed out on some of the history, you can catch up and really go way back 200 years. And yeah. Not many people can do that.
Well, with the storytelling theme, one of our other bicentennial events is Saturday, October 29th at St. Clair Street Senior Center, and it's Family Tree Day. They have 200 trees that they'll be giving away. They'll have family tree charts that people can start researching their genealogy.
Neat.
And I know one of the things that they're trying to do is to get someone to help come record stories that some of the seniors may have to tell so that we don't lose those stories.
Absolutely.
So, and Melinda Tate will be here next month for our segment to talk in detail about that. But that's going to be Saturday, October 29th.
So circle that one on your calendar.
Yes. Yep. And the night before that, on Friday, October 28th, we have the preschool pumpkin patch at Patterson Park Community Center. And that's for ages 2 to 5. That's for the little ones who maybe Barfield Bash may be a bit overwhelming to them. And she does in the gym non-scary Halloween activities and costume contests and whatnot and little carnival games, definitely geared towards your toddler and preschooler. And that's Friday, October 28th from 5 to 7 at Patterson Park. And it's $3 per child to enter for that.
So be sure that you take advantage of all of these activities. And if you miss any of them, you can get the Rec Connection.
Yes.
Which gives you details.
Yes, the Rec Connection's available at all our sites for pickup, or they can go online to www.murfreesborotn.gov/parks. And then the Rec Connection's there to download.
We do have some of them here at the radio station.
Yes.
You can pick them up at the table right at the front door here at the station, and as long as they last, you can come by and get one.
And if you run out, Bart, you let us know.
Yes.
We'll bring you some.
Okay.
So, we don't want you to run out.
that's a great book to have, too. A very interesting reading, and it's in full color. The Rec Connection comes out every quarter, a service of the Parks and Recreation Department. And these are just a few of the things happening. And we're learning about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. And, Nate, you're really into this bicentennial.
I am. I'm making a push for it. But, yeah, we're excited. You know, working with the mayor on it and his steering committee, it's kind of a neat perspective of all the people involved with it. And to look at all the themes that we're going to touch on throughout the year, I think we're going to hit just about everything that everybody really appreciates in Murfreesboro. So, I know if people want to keep up to date on events that are going to be coming up throughout the year, they can go to the city's website, www.murfreesborotn.gov. And we're going to be constantly updating calendars with events. But
now, what are some of the broad topics? Because I think if people hear the broad topics that are being covered, each month is a specific month. And
yeah.
if you hear something and you think, I have something I would like to share dealing with that.
Absolutely.
Or a group that I'm involved in needs to be in that.
And we want to make it clear, this is not just a city of Murfreesboro as far as our departments. We're not the only people organized. We're encouraging churches. We're encouraging everybody out there. If anybody wants to do any type of celebration event for the bicentennial, to do something, we're encouraging everybody to. You don't have to be, you know, somebody specific or specific agency to do a celebration. But we just want to know what people are doing. That way we can have it, you know, recorded, and we can store it so 100 years from now when people are, you know, celebrating our, was it the tricentennial, I guess, they can look back and see what we did for the bicentennial celebration. We want to include all events. But we're excited about some of the topics that we're hitting over the course of the years. Like I said, we're starting October with our heritage. Then we're going to go through the whole year. It's going to be our heritage, then our beginnings, our teachers, our healers, our people, our military, our faith, our arts. Then we have our rivers, roads, rails, and trails, our music, our stories, our work, and our future. And that's what we're going to end up next October with, is our future.
And people need to remember, too, that the Christmas parade this year will have the bicentennial theme. And so if you have never been in the parade, this would be a good year to put a float in it. And that's going to be on the second Sunday of December, which would be the 11th of December. But don't wait until then, because you would have passed the deadline, which is in November. So you need to be thinking about what you want to do and be in that bicentennial Christmas parade on December the 11th.
Absolutely.
Scout groups. Of course, scout groups are often in there.
Always, yeah. I know
a lot of churches have not been in it, though. We've had quite a few churches.
Sure, yeah. I know this year the schools are getting involved because of the bicentennial. That month touches on our teachers.
Mm-hmm. This may be the biggest parade you've ever had, Bart.
It could be. And I think even the city's going to have a float.
Well, we're going to try to put basketball teams in there, too.
So. Oh, neat. Neat. Are they going to play basketball while they're going
maybe
down?
They'll dribble.
Dribble. Okay. Hopefully it won't
some
be.
Some of our more skilled older kids. I can imagine 5 and 6s trying to bounce a ball during the parade.
Dribble down
could you imagine the chaos?
From MTSU's president's home there on Main Street on down to the square and around the square. Right. Dribble. That's a good dribble.
Yeah, that's a long way. So.
I bet you could do that.
Oh, I'm not sure I could do that, but I'm sure we have some skilled players that can.
Hopefully the temperature will be a little bit warmer this year, right?
Oh,
that's what we're looking for.
It was a little
for.
Icy.
A little bit chilly last year.
Icy was, it was slipping and sliding weather.
Yeah.
893-1450 is our number. We're talking about the Bicentennial. We're talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Very much a part of so many things here in the community. So many fun activities. We're going to pause for just a moment. We will be back. Stay with us right here on WGNS. I said it was forever. Said our love would always be true. Something in my heart always knew I'd be lying there beside him. We're loud. We're proud. We're blue. WGNS AM and FM, your home for the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders. Family Staffing Solutions.
They've given me back a new life. There are truly people in this world that care about the elderly.
Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best.
This is not a high-pressure business. We want you to be very happy when you agree to do business with us.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions.
When you need that help, it's there for the asking.
143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
WeatherEye.
Across the forecast area today, we will see sunshine, a high temperature warming into the upper 70s, and a west-southwest wind between 10 and 15. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Fellhuber. Right now, 54.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable Catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
This is FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11. Talk radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station.
Welcome back. We're talking today about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. All sorts of fun activities coming, and October is going to be a orange letter month. Orange for Halloween.
There's a lot going on.
Not for anything else. After I said that, I thought, that's not the right color.
Well, Bart, you were about to mention the disc golf.
Disc golf,
there is right. The Rutherford County Anniversary
tournament, and it's a mm-hmm. celebration of all the two courses we have here in Rutherford County, and it's on October 16th. You'll play one round in Smyrna and one round out at Barfield Crescent Park. So it'll start in Smyrna, and then they'll finish there, so you'll play both courses, and it's a sanctioned PDGA event, and they can call us at the athletics office for any information if you wanted to play in that.
You know, what you might want to think about doing sometime, I heard that back when the new Nashville Highway was really new mm-hmm. and they opened it with a golf tournament
right
between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. It played down the median. So I guess you could you do that with the Frisbee?
Maybe.
Something like that.
Something like that. But, well, that's kind of what we try to do with this, the Rutherford anniversary. And, it, you know, once they built the course there in Smyrna and we combined the two, and it's a playoff. I've gotten now where I get to play Masters. So I'm back in the running again.
All right.
I got to the older point where I didn't have a chance of winning, but now I'm playing with the 40 and over crowd, so I'm back in the running again.
Now, do you play real golf as well?
I do a little, not a whole lot. It's frustrating.
Are the two similar, do you think, any way?
In the game structure, they're very similar. I mean, in terms of mental and you know, decisions you have to make while you're playing, they're very similar. And even with disc golf, you have a different disc for different shots. There's some that go right, some go left. So just as you have different clubs, there's different discs there. And, you know, I've seen miss that small putt in ball golf, and the same thing happened in disc golf as well. And the successes are similar too. So,
do you find that, I guess wind has an impact?
Oh, very much so. I would say it has much more of an impact in disc golf than it does in ball golf. It definitely has a role in ball golf. But disc golf, you have to know, you know, what to throw. Certain discs will not fly in the wind very well, you know, unless you know how to throw it. So,
and to get to the right point, you have to have a certain disc. Is that right?
Right. Well, you don't have to. You're average player, right? The guys that the professionals.
Otherwise, it's like playing golf with one club.
Exactly. And the professionals that play and actually make a living at this, they have a disc for each specific shot that they may throw, whether it's one that bends right, one that bends left. They even throw a rollers. They have shots that go up and over trees. So there's a variety of different shots that they have to use, and it takes a different disc to accurately be successful with that.
Do they have world tournaments where people are standing and watching?
We do. They have the Worlds. It's held every year, and then there's a major. It's kind of like the Masters is mm-hmm. in ball golf, where it's held over in North Carolina, and I mean there's huge crowds watching that event, and you know the winner usually wins around $50,000-$60,000 to win that one event.
It's amazing to watch the pros when they throw it. They can throw it and go left to right, then land exactly where they want it to within a few feet. It's pretty amazing. But people like me, I went out and played a whole round with one disc, and I loved it. It's great for beginners too to try it. You know,
wonder how they got started playing with their dog or something.
No, they Frisbee was invented by guys with pie pans. The college students were working in the pie factory. And they started throwing the pans to them. And one of those guys was an engineer, and he came up with the very first plastic disc was the Pluto platter. Uh-huh. And that was the philosophy, was that it was a spaceship. And it actually had the original had the names of the planets around the outer edge of it.
Interesting.
And then Whammo caught on to the idea, and the first Frisbee came out. And, you know, that the thing on Whammo's packaging was play games and have fun. So you were encouraged to make up your own games. Well, like all of us probably did when we were kids, someone counted how many throws it takes you to get to that telephone pole or get to that tree. Mm-hmm. And then in 1967, Ed Hendricks came up with the pole hole, the basket that catches the discs, and that's where it took off.
So if you had one of those Pluto discs,
Pluto platter,
it would be worth quite a bit.
Oh, very much so.
Okay.
They have replicas, you know.
Oh, man. Well, everybody, you need to be over at the Murfreesboro Civic Plaza on October the 17th, 11:30 until 1, the kickoff of the Bicentennial. And then from then, we just start moving all over. Cannonsburg, Patterson Community Center, SportsCon, we're just everywhere. So circle those dates on your calendar. Better yet, get a copy of the Rec Connection And we do have those here at the radio station. If you don't have one, come by and pick one up for yourself. Thomas Laird visiting with us today. Sheila Hodges, Becky Johnson, Nate Williams, all from the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. A job well done. You always do a great job at the Parks and Recreation Department. Thank you for what you do for the community. Have a super day. Tomorrow at this time, our County Mayor Ernest Burgess with us. Oh, boy, oh, yeah.